So again, you had a paper presented at ESMO looking at immunotherapy patients with concurrent solid organ transplant, but also HIV, hepatitis B and C. What did you report there? We actually had a case on another series of a patient with a status post heart transplant, went into heart failure and died.
Yeah. No, I think that there are those reports that are beginning to populate the literature of organ rejection and death. And so I think it does highlight the real risk in that population. The report that you mentioned from ESMO was led by a group in Australia who tried to collect a worldwide series, both in lung cancer and melanomas and others, of some of these baseline conditions like HIV, hepatitis, and organ transplants to give a little bit more clarity to what's the safety profile in those populations. I think in the context of hepatitis, there's both these series as well as prospective clinical trials in patients that had hepatocellular carcinoma, in which I think the general consensus is that it's reasonable to use these drugs in those patients. I think it's possible there's a slightly increased risk of hepatic toxicity, but there's a real possibility of benefit. Nivolumab, for example, was just recently FDA approved for patients with hepatocellular carcinoma. And in my own experience, I've had a few patients that had liver toxicities. They were largely manageable. And I've certainly had patients that didn't have toxicity. So in hepatitis, I feel reasonably confident that it's okay to use those drugs, at least with a good discussion about the risks and benefits.